I'll go back to yesterday, actually, before we get to the Masters and Intermediate. And yesterday, the National League final, Finn Balley in that National League final, and some good performances. Let me go through the good performances in the end up. Arlene Crossan started the day off well with a 200 metres. She finished second. Tara Rose Smith, 800 metres second. She's an up-and-coming star really. She's a name we'll have to get used to as the weeks go by and the months go by and the years go by, hopefully. The long jump, Lauren Callaghan, of course, continues to jump well. She's prepared for the National Senior Championships to defend her National Senior title, indeed. 6:15, no bother to her. She won the long jump. And in the walk, a big story there, Leo Gara from Termon there. She won second in the walk, actually, but she walked a really, really brilliant performance at 6:46.36. That's about 25 seconds inside the Donegal record, inside her personal best, and she competed for a young athlete at 17 years of age. She competed extremely well, and in some regard, we need to get getting excited about her, but the story is for her, her target has to be most definitely European Under 18 Championships, and they're held in Italy later in the year. So with that in view, she'll travel to Dudansk in Slovakia to try and get a qualifying time in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So really, really big performance from Leo Gara, a Donegal record, over 1,500 metres there, walk. And then in the weight for throw, and indeed in the shot, Bridget McDyer once again adding brilliant points for Finn Valley, as she always has done, a really loyal soldier, as it were, and she turns up and she's positive and she's a leader really, and a big deed to her. Finn Valley finished sixth in that National League final. They have the potential to do better, and indeed should be targeting better, indeed should be targeting top three, but after a tedious couple of opening rounds, they got themselves back into sixth, and they were in the National League final, and they can take some sucker out of that, but they are better than this, and they need to understand that, and they need to work towards that. You know, with athletes, and athletes need to respond better as well, because they were under strength yesterday, and that's very, 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 very annoying, really. And Ben, if I were to move on, in the States, Oisin McGowan was in action in Boston, a 4:01, 39 mile for him, a slow race. He caught in behind. He didn't get the best out of himself, really. Disappointed this morning, but listen, he has the capability to run sub 4 mile, either indoors or outdoors, and he does hold a Donegal record indoors over the mile at sub 4, but on this occasion, 4:01.39. Also, yesterday, Roisin Flanagan, she was running actually in a 5K, but she decided to go as pace over 3K, so she brought the athletes through, and just to give an indication of her current form, but she's been out injured there for a bit, she was back in action, obviously. She ran a 9:01 3K, bringing them through a 9:01 in what was a 5K race, and then obviously you step aside if you're a pacer, so that's at least she's back in business. And then another Donegal record from a young athlete, and there are there's another generation, you know, listening to these results this weekend, there's another generation of athletes coming through right now, and if I were to remark before I go to the other Donegal record, Tara Rose Smith is a new generation athlete that we need to keep an eye on. Leo Gara certainly is another new generation athlete, and then Sophia Thompson running in the Armory in New York last night. She at a 208.27. That's a Donegal senior record for a 17-year-old, as is Leo Gara. So she's another new generation name that we need to get used to. Big, big result. She took that record was held by Cara Laverty, who's a student now at a Providence on scholarship, of course, Finn Valley athlete, but her record has been taken down by Sophia Thompson with that 208.27, and she is targeting the World Junior Championships in the States later in the year as well. So let's see how that develops. So that was the American scene over the weekend. And then today, you were asking me about the Masters and the Intermediate. The good news coming from there, from the Masters, first of all, Kay Byrne is the national champion in her age category in the Masters. And so, indeed, is Parik McKinney. These two athletes have been standout athletes in senior athletics, now masters athletics, and they proved their worth once again today. So Kay Byrne, Finn Balor, she's the national masters champion in her age group, and similarly, Parik McKinney from Inishowen Athletic Club, he also is. And then another Masters individual medal, Martin Kerr from Milford Athletic Club. He was in a bronze position in his age category. So well done to the three of them. Nothing from the team, nothing in the team, a relative story there. And in the intermediate men, there was three Finn Valley guys in that one. Now, you need four for a team, and that's completely exasperating, because Oisin Toy finished sixth, then we had Tristan Kelly eighth, and then we had 13th, ended Doherty. All of them running extremely well, all of them setting up what should have been a team victory for Finn Valley, but they had no fourth man. So Finn Valley needs to really have a serious look at themselves. Going to a nationals with three guys that can get top 13, and they don't have a fourth man. So there needs to be an inquest big time there with the Finn Valley Intermediate men's team. Three in the top 13, all of them running extremely well. That's Oisin Toy, Tristan Kelly, and Enda Doherty. But no fourth man, and that is seriously bad news for any club, and disappointing for the three guys that are out there beating the living life out of the race itself. So that's really the weekend. The Rosses had a young team in the development championship, national championships. Fair play to them for travelling, fair play to them making the journey. They just finished out of the medals in the under 11 boys and fourth team. So but well done to them. Up early this morning, no doubt, and on the road, the Rosses finishing fourth in the under 11 boys. So that's really it, Kieran. The big element of that story today is really those three young 17-year-old athletes. Two of them breaking Donegal records, and a third, that's Leo O'Gara and Sophia Thompson, and the other girl, Tara Rose Smith, that 800 metres. She's been running extremely well. She's got her 800 metres time down as a 16-year-old athlete, down to 2:10 at this week. And now she's off to, with an Irish athletic squad, to train for a week in Portugal. So that'll do her no harm indeed as well. So, look, a busy weekend in the States, in Dublin, and in both indoors and indeed cross-country, Kieran.